We're going to call the August 20th meeting of the Taney County Planning Commission to order. Bob, would you establish a quorum for us, please?
Okay. Dave Stewart is not here. Rick Huddell.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
And Ray Edwards had told us he wouldn't be here. Rick Therese.
Here.
And Sean Pinkleton is not here. Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Now would you please do the explanation of the meeting procedures?
Okay. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for a new concept request, which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and also to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on last week's public hearing request. The project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. However, if you are aggrieved by the decision of this Commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the Planning Office. Concept requests will be heard following the final vote. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or project name will be called. At that time, you'll be asked to please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Very good. Sorry I'm late. That's work got me behind today. So, okay. Looks like we've got a representative here, so we're past the meeting procedures and minutes. Have you all had an opportunity to review the minutes?
Yes.
Okay. I want to entertain a motion.
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Okay. Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of accepting the minutes as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, minutes are accepted. And we have final votes tonight only on Hillhaven. That's correct, right? Did you get a hold of Happy Hollow? And
yes, we did. And he just indicated that he'd forgotten about the meeting. And he didn't feel like it would be a big concern for that to be postponed until next month. They really
good
didn't
thing,
have an issue with that.
So didn't make much of a difference. So, okay, so he knows that he has to have a representative here next month then.
Yes, and he said he will ensure that he has someone here.
All right, we do have a representative here tonight for Hillhaven. I assume that's Tom. Okay, very good. So the final vote on Hillhaven.
Okay, and if you don't mind, I'll read the proposed conditions. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following proposed requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Taney County Health Department, the Taney County Assessor's Office, the Missouri Department of Revenue, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fourth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Fifth, an on-site wastewater system shall be designed and constructed, ensuring capacity for the 7-bedroom home and or the maximum number of persons that will be accommodated via nightly rental, whichever is greater. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and or the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Sixth, the 25-foot-wide natural vegetative buffer shall be preserved along the southern property boundary between the property in question and the adjacent single-family residence. Seventh, this residence shall accommodate or sleep no more than, and I didn't know what an appropriate number was, but the staff felt that if this was approved, we should probably limit it to a certain number of persons per night.
So that suggestion there is if it is approved, then you're asking this commission to limit it to
exactly
something we can
it
determine.
Should be limited to some. And eighth, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay. Bob, did anybody have any questions for the applicant last week that they were supposed to come back with information for us? Not that I recall. Okay. Do any of you have any questions or comments for the applicant? Okay. I would entertain a motion.
I would make a motion to disapprove this because they're not up to compliance with sewer, and it's in a residential area, and I just don't think it fits, so I'm against it.
Okay, so there's a motion to deny the application on the basis of
compatibility.
Compatibility, okay?
I would second that.
We have a second. Okay, there's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor of denying the applicant of the project, in other words, not approving it, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Project is denied.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Bob. And of course, you know the process as good as anybody. So, very good. Okay, for those that are out there, any applicant can go to the Board of Adjustment and ask to make sure we did everything right, and they have that right to do that, and they may or may not do that. So we do notify when things like that happen.
Yes.
Also, so that's something that the folks in the neighborhood that have questions about may keep an eye out for, because that is the right of anybody to do that. So.
And that's tomorrow, right?
Okay.
I've got longer than that, but if I want to get on the next one, it's tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you folks know DOE meeting is?
They will be.
Yeah, they'll be notified.
With folks within 600 feet are notified, yes. Just like you were notified this time, because if he does get in time, it could be the next one, but if he doesn't, then it may be the one after that, right?
Exactly.
If he chooses
exactly.
to do that, it looks like he is because he was asking about that. So.
Thank you all very much.
Okay, thank you. Okay, concepts tonight, Jake's Lake. Is that you, Eddie?
That's me.
Okay.
You all know about this project and everything, and Jeff, he moved in, I think it's 12 containers on the site.
I think it may be 18 or 19, I'm not sure.
Okay, whatever it is, anyhow, he's got them there on it, and basically what this boils down to is there's kind of a contest between the landowners around him and him, bickering back and forth. And everything, and we know it wasn't approved for containers, and he moved them in there and shouldn't have. But on the site, where it was approved for the storage unit, there was an area for parking for, like, RVs along that south wall.
So outside storage?
Well,
you got to refresh my memory on this one.
Okay.
It's up by the dam in that direction, isn't it?
I don't see the corner.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize. We don't...
That's okay.
Our pointer has bit the dust.
Okay.
Yeah, this area in here was left open for that parking like that. Then back here was a greenhouse area.
A greenhouse area?
Yeah, where they had greenhouses.
Okay.
That's what it was. And then the rest of it was approved for those buildings like you're looking at them there.
Okay.
So What he told me was that if they would be allowed, he would go in and paint them all to where they look decent, you know, all of like a tan color, something like that. They would all be moved back in that corner, like where the greenhouses are going to be, or there where the RV parking would be outside anyhow. That, you know, like I said, if it's allowed, that's what he would do with them to get them over there. And he wants to go ahead and put the fence up along the road, and fence along the residence, because he's having trouble with them dumping yard waste and everything over on his property. And
did we require fencing for this when this was put in?
Yeah.
And there's not fencing there now?
He hasn't built any buildings at this point.
He's brought in the storage containers.
And so he wants to go ahead and build a fence around the north side and the east side because of the problem with the neighbors. And he's already engineered the detention pond. It's engineered completely. And I can furnish Bob with copies of that. It's already been done by an engineer, which is in the decision of record. And due to the economy, he just had buildings, and he had these containers, and he moved them in there, is what he did.
Okay, so let me ask Bob a couple questions, and so we can just make sure we're on the same page here. When we put this on, which we normally require fencing around the whole property, right?
Yes.
And that's when do we require that to be done?
Well,
whenever they pull the permit, whenever they do what part?
At what stage
do we require them to put the fencing in?
I mean, normally.
Normally, it'd be when they pull the permit to build a building, right?
That was my thought. Is really more along the lines when they pulled the Division II permits for the buildings.
But since these were
the only thing that really prompted this application was it was specifically brought up during the hearing. There was one of the neighboring property owners had asked specifically if shipping containers were going to be moved in.
Yes, I remember that.
And at that time, it was indicated that they would not be. And so...
And so the first thing they've done is move in shipping containers and not build a fence?
Well, they haven't pulled any permits, actually.
Yeah, but
build a fence. You know, when we done this, there wasn't any talk by him of moving any containers in there, and then he showed up with them. So, you know, that's the best I can say.
So now he's asking for... Okay, so the request for this concept, anyway, is you're coming back asking specifically for us to allow X amount of shipping containers.
And what I'm saying is if this is correct, the only place they would be put is there along that edge right there, and then down where the greenhouses are. There wouldn't be anything put up against those residents up there to the north.
Okay, so the shipping containers would be down there, and then in lieu of the greenhouses or next to, I mean, are we taking away a building?
At this point here, he won't build these right now, and what we're saying is if he puts the containers here where these are, then if he ever builds the greenhouses, they would have to come out.
Okay.
But we're saying that we could put some along this here, along that ledge there. If you go out there and look at it, this is all flat.
Okay.
And then this hits a rock wall where they dozed it out or chipped it out. And up here is where he's having trouble with the neighbors. Up there, like I said, the yard waste, they're over there on his property. And it's just bickering back and forth, so he wants to go ahead and put the fence in there and try to stop that.
Okay.
You know, he's having problems with people bothering his stuff.
Okay.
You know, so it's basically, and you go out there and look at it, you know, there's cars there that are abandoned on the lots beside the houses. I mean, you know, it's that there where he cleaned it up looks better than it does up there around the yard or a lot of it.
Okay, so, all right. Well, I mean, I guess it would be, Bob, a couple of questions. First of them, is he in compliance right now with the shipping containers?
I don't.
In your opinion?
In my opinion, I don't feel he is, but that's why.
I'm not talking about what he's asking for. I'm just talking about in general.
Right now.
But if we hadn't approved anything, would that look like commercial use to you?
But that's why he's seeking the Division III permit.
But I mean, in the meantime, you know where I'm going, Eddie. I'm going that I'm getting ready to tell you he's not in compliance.
Containers are containing buildings that the building materials that he's going to build something out of.
So you're saying that's construction?
No, I'm saying part of it, not all of it.
Okay.
I'm saying some of the containers have got the metal buildings inside them, and they're like 8 foot by 40 foot is what they are.
Yeah.
But how tall are they?
They're 102 inches.
102 inches.
102.
102? Okay.
Could you get more specific?
Yes.
I know. I believe you.
I mean,
should have not 102 and a half.
Well, if you don't feel like he's in compliance with what he's doing, I think we need to make him aware of that. If your department, first of all,
well,
in the meantime.
He is aware of it. That's why we're here.
He's received.
So what's he going to do with the? Okay.
He's received basically a stop work order, requesting that he not continue bringing it.
Okay. So we've done our part, at least all we're allowed to do at this point.
I think, if I understood him right, what he told me was he had moved some of them out of there since the last time he was out there.
And that is possible. That is possible.
He told me today that there was only 12 out there.
Okay.
Is what he told me now.
And he may have moved some out because it has been a few weeks since I've been out there.
Well, I would, you know, obviously we'd look at this like we look at everything else. I mean,
right.
It's just concept. But one of the things that, you know, I would, if it's approved or, you know, I don't think it's just a fence on two sides where he's having problems. Once that's approved, even if he's not pulling a permit, he ought to build the whole fence.
Well, keep in mind, you know, he doesn't have a problem building the whole fence, but he owns all of this up here.
But he could sell it tomorrow.
Yeah, he could sell it tomorrow, but right now, presently, you know, he owns everything all the way through there on that north side plunge of the other road.
But he could sell it tomorrow.
He could. His zoning is only on the Jake's Lake.
Right, but generally speaking,
yeah,
as you know, when we do approve something that's commercial, we ask for, at the very minimum, some type of buffer, whether it's a fence or...
That's correct. Oh, I understand.
You know, so if he's going to do that, I mean, it can't be just for his convenience. It's got to be as to what we generally do, which is require the fence against all residential areas.
Right.
Okay.
And that's in the decision record.
Right. I know. But when you said north and east side,
yeah,
I wanted to reiterate that it's really all sides.
The way was talking to me today, that he wanted to start that just almost immediately. So he could, you know, it's going to take a while to build all that fence.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of fence there. With all the problems, because I believe it's this, there's one of these that Taylor owns. I'm not sure if it's this one or this one, but there's septic systems out here. And then you can see how these people are encroaching on his property.
Maybe. You know how that goes with that stuff.
But I mean, we've actually been out there surveying,
okay,
and they've got stuff all through there, and he's trying to... You know, he wants them to get it off and get it out of there. But he doesn't want the liability of their stuff over there on him.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, he's got pictures of the stuff they dumped out there, you know, and everything like that. But that's all we're asking for, is to be able to move them into those two areas, and that's it.
Okay, well.
Just, you know, we want to confine them to those two areas.
Okay.
Over the whole site.
So that's, as you know, what we need to know.
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
Yeah. Which side is it he didn't have to build a fence on because it's so steep?
Well, now he will build the fence, Ronnie, all the way from here, all the way along there, plumb to here, all the way down back here, then along the road here back to meet it, because his gate will be out here. I think there was a gate on this end and a gate on that end that was approved.
We generally require one of two things now that our code matches up to that, either landscape buffering of 25 feet,
yes,
or fencing, or it could be both. If
and there was no way to do a landscape,
right,
buffering here because of the creek and
well,
houses.
And if I remember right, he was going to do the fence anyway because it was storage.
Right, and then we've got the county sewer that comes right through here, all the way back up through the valley. And, you know, he's filled it. If you've been out there and looked at it, it's all filled with rock, and the manholes were extended up, or none of that was hurt or anything like that.
Okay.
What height fence did he plan on putting around that, do you know?
I think
he wants security, he wants an 8 foot drop.
I think so, and I think he's talking about chain links, what he wants to do.
He could do chain link with the old tape.
Mm-hmm.
Slaps.
Unless we required something different in our decision record, I don't.
I think it was left where he could do wood or the other one.
Yeah, we just had it as opaque.
Yeah. The only thing we may want to see is what our decision record was last time, because, of course, we're superseding that one in this case. is what you're asking for?
Yeah, we're just asking to be able to put the outside storage. That's all we want. We're
okay.
Not wanting to change anything else, just that.
All right.
And this is permanent storage.
Back. We're talking about containers, right?
Containers.
Well, the outside storage may or may
containers.
Not be permanent.
That's it. And they won't be stacked on top of each other. They'll be one level.
How many total are we talking about?
Just whatever you could fit in those areas. I don't know how many could go in there. I haven't measured to see.
We'll probably want to know the number he's asking for. We always ask for that on storage units.
Layout of it, really, Eddie. I mean, how far apart they're going to be in them.
I'd say you'll be side by side.
You mean,
close as I can get them.
Yeah, I think we generally ask for numbers on storage units. I'm sure we want to know the numbers.
Well, I can, go in there and see how many would fit, in that area and this area up here. And if I was guessing, I'd say in those areas, you're probably looking 70, 80 of them.
Yeah, I think it'd be good if they're all painted the same color.
He's agreed to do that, to paint them a neutral color, like tan or something, where they don't stand out. And, they really, they'll be visible. They're as much on that way the ground lights there, but they wouldn't be against any residents or anything like that.
Okay. Anything else?
I've got a question on, you do have a drainage plan as far as that area, because that is a valley that comes down through there. And on this drawing, I see a road going plumb around the building site, basically.
The detention basin's right there, and it's already been engineered size and everything.
But it's not.
How does the water come around affecting, because you've got a road going around there? Does that?
There's underground piping from here right up through here that catches the water. This valley here still, it's there right now, but it'll be, if he builds this road, it'll be filled in and underground piped all the way down to there.
Okay.
Eddie, it has been designed and engineered, but it is not put in place, the retention.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah. And he's not required to put it in until he puts improvements there.
Yeah.
Well, this would be putting improvements in.
Yeah, I think we would consider those improvements.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then you just need to build it.
Right.
He's not creating, you could argue it either way. He's not creating any impervious cover. That's what the detention for is impervious cover. A container would be sitting on rock, so it'd still be the same amount of absorption by the earth. But if he felt like that detention basin needed to be built, I'm sure he wouldn't be unagreeable to it, because he's got his own equipment.
Sure.
It can be built, and he's going to have to build it sooner or later anyhow.
Right.
Okay. Anything else?
But I can get those plans to Bob. I can email them over to him. And
very good.
On the detention basin. And that was done, I'd have to look at the date 4 or 5 months ago when he done the detention basin, so it hasn't been like he waited till now to do it.
We need the numbers.
Okay. We can get a number for you on there. And you want a drawing that shows containers?
Yeah, or kind of where they're going to be.
I think that's what was requested, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We can place them in there and roll them up and see what kind of count we get.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And remember, they're 102 inches tall.
You might want to measure that.
Okay. He's not even laughing. I'll
tell you. Don't run off with our corner.
Did he leave it? Okay. Yeah, that's it. Next is our Branson Landing Zip Line, and I think that's you, isn't it, Chris?
That's me.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to talk about something a little more fun than storage containers.
I'm Chris Lucci, representing Branson EcoViews, and we're here to talk about Zip Line, Branson Landing Zip Line. And we brought a few little drawings kind of to help you see everything. This is Emma. She's a partner in the company. Daryl's here as well in the back. They have the Branson Zip Line up on North 65 in Taney County. And I've had a variety of things around Taney County over the years. This is an aerial, and our headquarters will be at the Branson Landing, if approved. We have a lease with the Branson Landing, HCW, of the space next to the Macaroni Grill, in between Macaroni Grill and Famous Dave's. That will be where tickets would be purchased to ride the zip line. And all parking would be at the Branson Landing. All access would be there. once a person purchased the ticket, we would put them on our zip line, and they would ride what looks very similar to a chairlift from a ski resort, and they would ride across the lake to the property on the east side of Taneycomo, and we'll show you that property here in just a moment, and then they would zip line back. And, okay, this is the east side. I think that building is Candlestick Inn.
Yes.
Try this little pointer out here. Yeah. That one is Candlestick Inn.
You can see the writing.
Can you see the sign?
Shadows, yeah.
Yeah.
Candlestick.
We have two properties that we're talking about. We have...
I actually have...
And I don't know which... This may... And I hadn't gotten with him beforehand... It's a little hard to see.
This is not the property that the
Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
Yes. That's one of the properties.
Okay.
The Branson Chamber of Commerce owns the property next to the CVB. It would be right in here.
Okay, so where the adoration thing.
Yes, where the nativity scene.
It got blown away during the tornado. But
yep, yeah. They're putting it back.
Yes, I know. We're in the middle of... Yeah.
Yeah, and our agreement, we have a lease put together with the Branson Chamber, and our agreement is we won't interfere with the nativity scene. It will still be able to be viewed. They've owned this property since the 50s, and the only thing they've ever done with it is have the nativity scene on it. And we're using very little of it. I mean, we basically, on this side, on their property, we'll have some structural supports, ingress, egress. That's where we'll be getting our electric and plumbing across that property. The other property that's contiguous is the property runs along bluff line here, and I have surveys here if you'd like to see that. And it's owned by George Schism, who's here as well, and we have a contract to purchase that property with George, contingent upon approval by the county of this project.
What is your plan for that property?
That property would have the actual landing deck on it. And let me kind of give you some of the view here.
That property would have the deck that when you come to the top of the hill and you get off on that deck before you zip line back, there would be a observation deck there as well where someone could be up on the bluff and stand and look back across the lake at the landing and the view from up on top. That shows the just the property. This gives you a view of the deck on the east side. You can see that. That would be on the Schism property. Can you see that from where you're sitting in?
So the chairlifts are going to land there, that's what you're saying, and then
the chairlifts would land there.
Okay.
The customer could get off and stay on it. They could ride the zip line right back if they want to, or if they wanted to get off on the observation deck, you know, they could stay on the observation deck for a while, take in the view, and then ride back whenever they're ready.
Is there access to the restaurant when it gets opened back up too, or is that?
Could be, yeah. We don't have that in the plans presently. Right now we have a fence to where they couldn't get off the deck.
Probably not, because the landing lease, or lease of the landing, requires anything that's done on the hillside for them to get a pretty good size percentage of the revenue from it.
I see. So that would include taking people over to eat over there.
So if they went to eat there,
I see.
I doubt Tim Fox would.
I just didn't know if there were stair steps on up. I've been all over that hillside in the last couple of weeks because of the nativity scene, and I work for Empire Electric, as you know. So,
sure.
So we've been looking at that, and so I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It would be possible to physically build it, but we'd have to get the arrangements.
Okay.
To do that.
Excuse me, Chris. Do you know how close it is to the first actual residence? I know commercials this way. That landing, how far from the first house?
I probably have a dimension on here. It would be quite a way.
And what would be the hours of operation on that? Do you know that?
The hours of operation we don't have set in stone, but this is something that could be done in the evenings. But it would not be
a conflict with the homes up there. They wouldn't be able to hear it or see it.
After dark?
They wouldn't even see the deck.
The deck will be lit, or the plans for the deck to be lit, and then... Right. So they could operate it. You guys could operate after dark.
We could operate after dark, but the deck is on the complete opposite end of the property from the homes. The deck would be on this end of the property here. This is the homes down here. So we are 350.
That's about right from when I was up there. You can see the closest house right there.
The deck would be right in this area.
Okay.
But if you get your project started and you have the option to buy that property that goes all the way along the bluff, what is your plans with it?
This property in front of this house is nothing.
You're just using that piece for the landing deck. You have to have that part for the landing deck.
This property is, you can see there's a little section here that's usable, and then there's access to that property here. But all of this, we have no plans for.
But you had to buy it all.
Yeah, it's one piece. Yeah, it's all one piece of property. So.
It's all sheer bluff there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all sheer bluff there. And I'll show you kind of as you can see, the deck sits low. Here's the candlestick deck up here, which is more the level of the homes, and that deck will sit down lower.
Okay.
How many cables will there be there?
Kind of from the deck.
I don't think he heard you.
How many cables will there be? Will there be one for the chair and one for the, of course, the one for the zip line ride back?
And our intention is to build it that way, but we're designing it to be able to handle double that. So our request would be to be able to do double that.
Four cables.
Yeah.
Two chairs and two zip lines,
The chair and the zip line use the same cable, but there is secondary cables involved with it as well. But the cables will be in a 40-foot or less width across there.
I'm pretty sure you've been in contact with, matter of fact, I know you have, because I've seen some letters.
That's what I was wondering. I've been in contact with Empire District Electric, Bob Horchak, talking with him. I've been in contact with the City of Branson. I've been in contact with the Corps of Engineers, Rocky Presley. And so we have the communication going with everyone, and they've all asked for certain drawings and things like this drawing shows the elevation as we come off the bluff into the lake. So we're doing all of that work right now to show the elevations of the line over the water. We will need a road easement as well, because the cable would be stretched over the county road. And so I've just had a preliminary talk with Bob about the process for that, and we wanted to have this meeting to get a feel for how the Planning and Zoning Commission feels about the project before we started to pursue a road easement. And it would just be when I say a road easement, it would be an easement to string an aerial cable over a road. We're not asking to put in a road, just to string the cable and be 100 feet up in the air over the road. This is all engineered and been run through testing by the same testing that is done for theme parks and amusement rides. It has all of there's a patent on this zipline technology. It's gone through all these tests and is a very safe technology.
It's a little bit of an odd situation and rare that we would see something that you're, of course, a part of your project is in the county, but another part of your project is in the city. You'd almost need a zip line across the lake to do that.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts? I know you've been in contact with the city a little bit, but what do we need to do to make sure that we're together on this? Because it doesn't do you a lot of good to get approval from one and the other say, not going to happen.
And I'll be honest, I've just had a few preliminary conversations with Jim Lawson.
Okay.
With the city of Branson, and
everybody know who Jim is, the planner at the city of Branson. Okay.
And being really frank, I mean, he basically kind of indicated that the planned unit development that was approved for the Branson Landing, he said it really is not very restrictive. He basically said it allows virtually any type of use.
Do you think we could get something from him in writing? Just to cover you as much as anything.
Exactly. I really feel the same thing. And,
because, I mean, if we're going to look at this from our side, that's great, but it doesn't make a lot of sense for you to do all this stuff and then not be able to. I'm sure you've already talked to them about that and know that, but to have.
Yeah, their communication with me so far has been basically we'll have to comply with all their building codes for the deck, the landing side, and Ray and Mayor Presley said make sure we don't cover up her nativity scene.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be the mayor that allowed a project that got in the way of the nativity scene that's been there since the 1950s.
Well, it looks to me like there's going to have to be permits in place from the Corps of Engineers.
Yeah, there'll have to be something, right.
I mean, all this stuff is
some things we'll have to require,
Before we can even consider it, really. I mean, make sure that everybody's on the same page.
Well, and the Corps has said they have no problem with it. Their only concern will be the elevation that we're over the lake, that we don't get in the way of any navigation of the lake, though they want all of our drawings. And Empire wants to see all of the drawings. We've kind of felt like not to go so completely forward on those until we presented this at the county. That, you know, one thing I might stress on this property is, you know, there will be no customers accessing this from the top of the bluff.
Well, and that was going to be my next question.
Yeah,
so
no, you can't buy a ticket up there. No customers.
There's no signage for that.
Well, there'll be signage for the zip line, but I mean, there'll be no customers that could will be driving these roads to access it to get on the zip line.
Okay.
Or anything like that.
So if Dad's afraid of heights and he wants to get pictures of the kids doing that and he wants to do it from over there, do you guys sell photos? Because if you don't, you should. So he can't go over there, drive over there, and take pictures from there.
Well, I mean, I would say.
I mean, there's no parking over there. Well, you know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
You're not going to say, yeah, we've got a parking spot over here to park and walk over.
There will not be parking.
Because I'm going to guess there's not going to be real good access to that from the top side anyway, really, for everyday guests.
What about, I got a question about safety on that side. You get somebody on that side onto the balcony, what about access for emergency personnel, that type of thing?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
I don't think
I mean, the road's right there.
There's a street right there. I mean, there's a road right there, but where is the balcony? What's the access down to it? I mean, there's got
to
be
that's
access.
Something we would like to see, to make sure that there is emergency access in case.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that the ambulance can get to right there, but it's just
the
a matter of physically getting. Obviously, you're going to have,
across the lake.
I assume you'll have somebody working over there. I don't know how that works, but,
yes. Yeah. You
know. Or if you get somebody over there that absolutely gets over and says, I'm not doing it. I don't want to.
But you want to keep it, I understand you want to keep it a restricted access. So
that's
really.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's easy to access. I mean, we go over there all the time, and we drive right here, and this is pretty flat. You can see the topo line there across here, and that deck will be sitting right in there.
So it is right there where that flat area is? I mean, the deck is that close?
The deck would be just below it.
Okay.
Down in here.
But you can access it from there.
You can access it, no problem. I mean, it'll just closely get you the drawings that you
want. Stairs? Okay.
You want to see.
Yeah.
Some new stairs there.
That property joins that street there?
The
or
Chambers,
is there an easement?
Yeah, the Chambers property joins this street.
Yeah.
It's like this. It comes here and it kind of has an irregular shape along the bluff line, but it adjoins the street there and down here.
Okay. And they're moving the nativity stuff over because I was just talking to Charlie about that the other day.
Yeah, they're moving to a little higher elevation.
Yeah.
So that it would be over the top.
What about that clearance about going over the road and stuff like that? Would there have to be some kind of permit in place for where they're crossing a highway?
Well, if they're going to be 100 feet, they're more.
You're not
high enough.
Okay.
As far as.
Well, I know, but
height.
I don't know whether you had for safety or insurance reasons.
The easement?
Well,
does the easement take care of
that? The easement would cover that.
Okay.
we'd give them an easement for that, and it would have stuff wrote in there for that, safety-wise. They'll have to do maintenance. I mean, they got to have access across there.
How are you going to access to the landing if on that side, what street are you going to come off of? Are you going to come off of the side street if there was an ambulance or there was something that needed to be, somebody needed to be picked up there? How are you going to get there?
It'll have to be off the east lake or
right there, go
to your landing.
It'll be right there.
Your deck is going to set.
Yeah, it would be right here.
So you're going to come across right there?
Yeah.
That's
pretty flat right across there.
And you're going to own that property or are you going to access
that,
across
that property is the Chamber of Commerce's
right.
property.
So you're going to ask for an easement from them. And you already have that.
Yes. For ingress and egress.
Yes. We have a lease to use this property.
Well,
lease is contingent upon approval.
Sure. Well, and it's going to be, we're going to throw that back the other way. If it was approved, we'll have several contingencies on there. Contingent upon a lease from the city, contingent upon a letter from Empire, contingent upon a letter.
Right.
But that at least lets you move forward with the rest
that's
of that
right.
stuff. And if you can get all of that, then, of course, the approval would come.
Right.
So that's if it's approved, that's,
anything
yeah.
Anything that you would want from
right?
us.
Exactly. Everybody agree?
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, that way you know what you've got to get to meet it, and mm-hmm. and then you can move forward from there and know whether that's going to work or not. So.
Right.
And I know you, like I said, I know that you're well on your way because, like I said, I saw that other stuff come through a while back. So,
one question I didn't ever ask, and I really should have: will there be any employee parking on the side? I mean, because I know they'll, and I assume it's a pretty limited number of employees, but they'll have to be a certain number.
Or are they going to ride the chair
or are they
across?
Gonna ride
well, they
across?
Could either way. I mean, so we would probably want to provide for. A very small number, just so we'd be approved.
So what? That's a weird situation. But what would be the minimum parking for something like that? There's a is there a bathroom over there?
No, we would build a bathroom.
So there will be.
So there will be a bathroom.
Yeah,
so does that make a difference?
One there, but I mean, we would build a bathroom.
Okay.
That will make that. Will that make a difference on how many parking spots he has to have in a commercial situation?
I don't remember.
This is a weird one, Chris. We're just not sure what.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll have to.
If you're not allowed,
you
rode that across.
There's plenty of land there.
Yeah.
You know, when I say be few, I'm trying to ensure that you understand we're not trying to
right.
have a whole bunch of traffic
but
up there.
What I'm looking at, I get that, but what I'm looking at is that if you do certain things, it may bump you up on how many parking spaces
sure.
by our code you're required to have.
And that's not a problem. If we whatever we need there,
okay.
we'll put in.
So you ride from the land and
this
up
one's kind of an unusual,
yeah,
because it's by use, and I don't know if there's.
If nothing else, we could have them go to the Board of Adjustment if we had to. If it's there's something out of there weird,
right?
You know,
yeah.
If you have to have X amount of handicap and so many, whatever, then you could do it.
Well, if you get
the board, you'd have to go to the Board of Adjustment.
Go
you know,
around
or no matter.
You're gonna haul back around.
Well, I mean, we could. I mean, obviously, we could get them off the deck, and we could get them if it was. That emergency kind of situation.
Well, I'm not talking emergency. I'm just saying they ride the chair up and decide they ain't going to zip back.
No, I mean, our rules will be you ride it up, you ride it back. Now, we can bring it back slow.
Well, I don't know if you're big enough to make me ride
it. I'd like to see you go across that. Steve, I'd like to see you go across that. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Well, you see what I'm saying, though? There might be somebody you won't make go across that.
Yeah, if they just panic. If they panic, we could get them off the deck and down the steps and get them out of there.
Just like you could for
an
emergency situation.
You don't have to worry about me panicking.
Big baby.
You may want to do it when you see it.
I'll just stick to my horses. Well,
this is easier. It's harder
no,
to ride a
no
horse.
No offense.
Horse
yeah.
Harder to ride a horse than one.
No helicopters to put this stuff in this time?
Probably not.
Okay. Anything else?
So when we have our meeting next month, anything in particular that we need to bring to that to be prepared for the public meeting?
No, there's some things that I think, you know, as far as the public meeting goes, just the information that you've got that we've asked tonight, I'm sure that any folks that are there that are interested in that will also want to know that type of stuff.
And anything I can get visually that you've already put together, I'd love to have for the PowerPoint presentation.
That will help.
I think that'll really assist you guys as well. That way, and of course, you're welcome to do a PowerPoint presentation as well. But that way, I could include it in the PowerPoint presentation. And
how close to the bathroom?
It's not an issue.
We
really could. So
it's going to be a hole in the end of the day.
Yeah, just like you do now.
This kind of was a view off of, this would actually be from the candlestick there. Look, and you'll barely see the line there, so it's dropping down. Just to kind of give you a feel for how this is above what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have a specific design for the restrooms yet. We haven't had an architect lay that out yet.
How far are they going to be from your deck, though?
Yeah, it could be right there with the deck. Adjoining it.
There's going to be the same height?
Yeah.
I was just wondering that
yet,
same thing.
So
there is sewer on Mount Branson?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sure, because we haven't looked at that, and an architect may say, okay, you put this up 2 feet, it works with the land better or something, because we haven't gone to the point of designing all this until we got the land use, correct, and the permit, we know we can do it, then we'll have the architectural plan. We do have the design of all of the zip line equipment necessary. We have the funding for this project all in place, so, I mean, this isn't something we're just talking about doing. If we get approval of this, it will definitely happen.
The restrooms, they're not making any restrooms in the bottom of the landing site.
Since there's already some there.
Yeah, right. There's
right.
Some that are within, I think, 100 feet or something like that.
Right.
So. But on the top side, we kind of limited to a couple bathrooms up there just for our employees.
Right.
That was my thought.
But no gift shop, none of that other stuff. Just restrooms and the landing, basically.
Right.
Okay.
All those rodeo guys that thought it was a little more outrageous than they thought we wanted to have a bathroom up there.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, what I was thinking was a chain link fence or something, where you, depending on where you're going to put that.
Yeah.
That close. Yeah. What I was thinking.
As far as restricting the access to the bluff?
Yeah.
I'm sure that all those liability issues, you guys will be looking at that. So.
We won't be able to get off that landing, I would suppose.
No, we don't want anybody coming over, walking along that bluff.
No. Anything else from us? And to answer your question, Chris, other than if you have a PowerPoint and any other information, I don't know how many folks will be interested in this or not, but, the one thing that before we make our decision that I want to see is something from the city of Branson that says they're good to go on our site.
Yeah.
That's right.
So,
I'd also like to know exactly how much of that property you're going to use.
So a site plan?
A site plan of some sort, because we don't want to okay this as a commercial and then turn everything down that whole site commercial and you do whatever you want. Because we will lose control at that point.
Yeah, that's
and we don't want that. Get down in front of those houses.
Yeah, we good point.
Now we'll come up with a site plan that shows
that's good.
We just don't want to do that.
Yep.
Good point.
We don't do that. We don't let anybody else do that.
Well, so. We're certainly agreeable to show you that because we have no intentions of putting deck or anything down by the south.
Okay.
Well, as far as that goes, there could be something put in the final approval plat that if you decide to do anything with that, you have to come before the Planning Commission again. And that would stop that.
Yeah. So no outside storage. 102 inches.
That's property for those storage.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. We'll make it green.
There you go. All right.
Go green.
Okay. So the public hearing is when?
It would be September.
You never know when we've got a holiday.
Next month.
Yeah. September 10th.
September the 10th. That's a Monday.
And that will be a Monday.
Okay.
What time is that?
6 o'clock. That'll be at 6 as well.
Yeah. It'll be late like I was.
You wasn't the only one.
Hey.
That's too much fun.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, old and new business.
About the only thing I have is we do have some new GIS information. I guess they just got this installed in our office last Thursday and Friday. And so I'm going to try to play with this. Hopefully I can get you some better, more detailed information. The aerials, I believe, are from February of this year.
Is it still Beacon that handles it?
It's actually through a different program. We've got a pictometry program in the office. It's got the ability to do a bunch of different things. This, just for an example, I just clicked on a point here, and it's showing the approximate elevation at that point is 740 feet.
I was wondering what in the world the guy was carrying in the back of his bag.
Exactly. And then it's got all the contour information. I just couldn't figure out how to get it to print the elevations actually on the contours.
Is that accessible to the public like Beacon was, or do you have any idea?
This actually isn't. They've updated Beacon, though.
So you can still use it.
So the new...
The public can still
access
it.
They've got newer aerials than Beacon as well that can be accessed via the public.
I use that a lot.
Are you going to ride that fine when I get it done?
But this...
This really gives us
some nice side shots, too.
I'll be standing at the other side by the bathroom door.
I won't need it.
Yeah, you will.
Well, that's why that percentage is going to the landing in HCW.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well,
make sure they
get
their...
Probably
might
have changed your sound. Everything's smooth.
It is a PUD. I mean, over there, it's a planned development. It probably makes it.
You're absolutely right. We need to be in accord with the city of Branson.
Yeah, well, it's just a weird situation, and then we just need to have something from them. And really, that's there for their protection.
Well, I learned about Empire and everything.
I heard about
that. I know you work for them, but I've dealt with them over the years on lots of things. Some things where I've done projects around the lake and everything. It's weird. Sometimes.
Well, it's going to depend on FERC, too.
Huh?
FERC. Federal Energy Regulation Committee. It'll depend on them some, too.
Okay.
So they'll have a say.
We need to get all this out in the forefront so we all know it.
Well, he's talking to the right guy. I mean, Bob Barchak's the guy. So that's the guy that needs to let us know whether we're okay with that, Empire's okay with that. So.
Yeah, because I don't want to okay anything.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, I already saw it probably a month ago.
Yeah.
I have one question about Bob on old business.
No big deal.
Okay.
No.
Can we do that minor detail on the subdivision regulations, and it has to have a public hearing? Could that be incorporated into a public hearing in our regular meeting?
It can be as long as we advertise it.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That would be a simple way to take care of that. I was thinking just my own.
Yeah.
Why don't we?
Yeah.
Why don't we just incorporate it in a regular meeting? You do the proper advertising, and we'll get
that on that date.
Yeah, as long as we advertise it,
taken care of.
We can really hold that meeting anytime.
Well, let's do it on a concept night.
Okay.
Just in case, not because I don't want other people to hear, but it's just fine. If there are a bunch of people that need to. I don't think there will be. I can't imagine.
I don't think so either.
But that way, if there are, we're not generally as long.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Our obligation to the public.
So it's probably maybe as soon as you can get it in legally to the next concept night.
Okay.
And it will have. Can you tell me how many days that had to be advertised?
Well, all of our stuff has to be advertised at least 15 days before the meeting.
One time.
Yeah.
15 days before the meeting.
Yeah.
A lot of people think.
Exactly. Yeah. Now I don't know on the road standards if there's anything statutorily that spells anything out differently. Specifically on
but
the
we're
road
we're not changing the road standards, right?
We're really not changing anything.
Actually,
well, we actually are.
Well, then we're not. We don't need a meeting.
Yeah.
Then we don't need a meeting. Ours has already been changed.
I know, but I was just thinking that'd be an easy way to take care of it. That's
I don't think we came with that.
Wait. Yeah. We're getting confused here. They actually read the same right now, don't they, Bob? And
yeah.
The commission was the one wanting to change that in the
they
in
want to
the
change
subdivision
the road
regulations, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But we got to change it in the road standards to comply with it. So.
Yeah. Well, we need to wait on the road standards.
Well, yeah. Okay. Exactly.
And then it's just
exactly.
Okay.
Bob, I got a question.
Okay.
On these storage units out there, what he's got in there is illegal, right?
I don't feel like it complies currently.
I don't either.
But he sent him a stop work order.
He's not allowed to store those as long as he's not conducting any business.
Because they sounded like they were his boxes.
He's using part of them to store his lumber in, which I can see.
Well, I'm talking about, but he's not got any. He's not deriving any income from it or operating any kind of a business.
Unless he's renting those out.
And I'd say they would be obnoxious for the neighbors to look across and see, but I don't think he's out of compliance by actually doing it, but that's my opinion.
But if he starts renting them,
then
he is fine.
Then he has to have approval.
Then he's out of compliance. Okay.
So we don't know if he is renting them up.
So can I, at my house, put up a temporary storage building? I'm asking as many as I want.
Agricultural.
At my house.
Well, it depends on the cover.
It goes back to the ladybug farm. Remember that, Bonnie?
Yes.
Rodney Daniels.
Your residential. It depends on the covenants of your.
I'm talking about from a planning and zoning. Yeah, we don't take into. We don't take into account covenants of a subdivision. We don't. So
that would
in a residential area, what is that? Is that agricultural now or is it commercial?
That one's
it's zoned commercial.
And I'll tell you, the thing that was tough.
It hasn't been changed yet, right?
The thing that's, the Division 3 permit was approved.
Mm-hmm. And they filed it, right?
But they specifically also stated that they wouldn't be putting storage containers on the property during the hearing. During the hearing, the applicant's representative specifically stated, because that was brought up during the hearing, one of the neighboring property owners had brought that up as a concern, and that's the only reason that we pursued it is just because it was brought up specifically during the hearing.
Well, this has come up in other places. I mean, Springfield's had this big deal about it a couple of years ago about storage containers. It's a tender subject.
It is.
Yeah, it's been in lots of places that I've seen it come up. It rears its ugly head. They just go by these. They go by these little steel storage deals and plop them out there and making money.
Okay.
They're one of the poorest storage units you could ever get because they sweat profusely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're
where can you get them?
What?
I mean, storage. You got stuff in there, it will get wet.
Probably railroad yards.
Railroad yards.
I know people have bought them.
But you put on railroad.
Yeah,
what else?
Sell them,
That's really it. That's about all we've got. But
a lot of them
the nice thing with this program, it's got the ability to show things from different angles even. So like this is a north view. You can get a south view. And then west. So I mean, it gives us the ability, depending on the application, to really see a lot of these sites.
Okay, we'll be expecting a lot more out of you then. Get on the ball, Bob. You should have never showed us that.
Hopefully I can put it to good use.
I saw one in Colorado one time out in Colorado where I opened out there, and it actually come down like you could look under the trees. I swear to God, I don't know how we got that angle.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. I don't know that we've got that.
It was on those paper things, Google Earth.
Yeah.
I thought it looked like you could look under the trees.
Yeah.
That might set Connie over the edge.
Anything else? No?
I'd like to go home.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion to like to go home.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
So moved. Our adjourns.
Actually, I want to go home.